as a father, if you had children coming home and they wanted to go to this kind of amusement park, not necessarily Alton Towers, but any of them really, that have these kind of gigantic and dangerous rides, which objectively speaking are statistically not very dangerous, as you said, but emotion does rule. And I think it really triumphs over rational argument in a situation like this. The nearest comparison I can think of is after an aircraft disaster. People tend to cancel their holidays, or they don't want to go on a trip in the near future simply because emotion takes over. And that's what I think will happen with Alton Towers. Not just Alton Towers, but the whole sector that specialise in these kind of hair-raising rides. I can't imagine any responsible parent out there who would, with any degree of comfort, either let their children go to these kind of places or take them themselves. Now, I'm not saying that I'm rejecting the arguments put forward by Merlin Entertainment. And you said it yourself, it's probably one of the safest places to go at the moment. But, you know, the heart rules the mind in a situation such as this.
So let me clarify this. Are you saying that the impact on them will be, well, how big an impact will it be? Are you talking about short-term impact? Because after the plane crash, yes, people cancel flights, et cetera, et cetera. But in the great scheme of things, most people generally do start flying again sometime. Are you saying this will be a short-term impact or a long-term impact?
I think it's going to be a long-term impact on these kind of places. I think Merlin Entertainment have got a terribly hard job to try and restore public confidence in their rides. I know that this is an isolated incident, but it tends to linger in the memory of any parent, I imagine, who is going to be put under pressure by their kids to go to one of these places.
We should point out, of course, that, you know, there's lots of other things at these parks, apart as well as these rides. In fairness to them, there's lots of other things that people can go there where emotion and worry about what's happened shouldn't play a part at all in their thinking.
But I think we'd be kidding ourselves if we said that these weren't the highlights. You know, these are the features that the kids go for.
Yeah.
They like these white knuckle rides, don't they? And, you know, we'd be foolish to bury our heads in the sand and say, oh, well, they're going for the other ride. You know, if they see this gigantic smiler, as it's called, there, and they know that this is the centerpiece, it's going to be very difficult to keep kids away from them.
So from a business point of view, sorry to keep interrupting you because it's fascinating, Alice. From a business point of view, you think this could at best be very damaging indeed for this organisation. Is that what you're saying?
At best, it could be very damaging. At worst, it could be ruinous.
Really?
I think so. I think long-term, you asked me the question, short-term, well, there's closure, and that they will, I think that there will be an attempt to manage the catastrophe of the past week. But long-term, John, you know, I struggle to see a way back for these kind of parks because they are just going to linger. This one incident is going to linger in the memory for so long.
But you have to tell you, Alice, you know,
that could be a route.
Yeah, I have to tell you, sorry to keep interrupting you, but I have to tell you that although numbers were down today on a normal Monday, apparently, there were still, you know, a heck of a lot of people turned up there.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm doing a bit of crystal ball gazing, John. You've invited me to speculate on the long-term future. I think that, some brand damage is recoverable. I think Nike are in trouble at the moment with this FIFA scandal. They will recover. You know, on a much more superficial note, Britain's Got Talent was the subject of a bit of controversy last week. That will recover.
Yeah.
But I think where human lives are involved, it's a bit different.
They've got a problem.